Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Aditi Kinkabala joins us now, brought to you by Bet365. Hello, Aditi.
A remotely valid comparison. The Helen Hunt character was not that bleep crazy in that movie. And no one was worrying for Jack Nicholson's health or well-being or if he was being held hostage.
People are doing those things about Bill Belichick right now?
I mean, how are you viewing all of this?
I think he's whipped. Like no man I've ever seen before at that age.
Like, really?
You disagree?
You don't think that there's like something else very, very, very odd going on?
Of course it's odd.
Are you getting, are you suggesting when Anna Nicole Smith would date that was married to that like 90-year-old guy who looked like he was on death's door kind of situation, Aditi?
I know what you're talking about with that.
I mean, but he hadn't completely lost his personality in every way. We've known a certain personality, character that Bill Belichick has been. And yep, in the last year, it's, I mean, if he were a football player, you'd wonder if he'd been concussed 100 times.
I think people have these changing of identities sometimes with who they date and who they go with. I see it happen all the time. But this is an extreme example of it.
I don't think he ever should have broken up with his previous long-term girlfriend.
I think she broke up with him.
Well, why? Because he didn't want to get married or something?
I don't know. I don't know the full story there.
Well, he screwed that one up because they seemed like a healthy match.
You're saying this isn't?
You know what? It's funny.
Yeah,
I was given this advice today. Wait, but I was given this advice today that as journalists, and I agree with this, I think this is a fair, I shouldn't say advice, this is a conversation. In general, I don't really feel like it's our place to talk about somebody's personal life until and unless you feel it is affecting what they're able to do professionally. Mm-hmm. And so Bill Belichick is doing this interview, and forget that he's wearing this, like, whatever, ratty shirt. It's not even a North Carolina shirt.
Navy.
And how is he representing the university right now? And is he recruiting? And why is nobody talking about his football team? Does he have a quarterback? Like, what's that situation? It's just the whole thing is
and why is his girlfriend asking to be copied on every single correspondence
And then the statement they put out, he's like, I thought it was going to be only about football. Bill, you didn't get a phone call from Phil Steele. You're going out with CBS Sunday morning. What the hell do you think it's going to be about?
And this woman who you say you have both a personal and professional relationship with is involved in every single thing that you do. She is the only
person there at the interview.
Yep.
She wrote she absolutely wrote it.
She is such an outsized figure that she's now a one-name person. She doesn't even have a last name.
Jordan.
Did you guys see the Instagram post where Steve Belichick's wife is allegedly responding?
No. Tell us about that. Spill that tea, please.
We love tea here, Aditi.
Give us some Bigelow tea on that
too.
One.
I will tell you this, that this is from a longtime offensive coordinator in the National Football League just sent me these. And they are apparently screen grabs of Instagram posts.
I'm looking at them right now. Here we go.
One is, yes, Nikki Glaser is
the comedian.
The comedian is suggesting that this woman, Jordan Hudson, is simply acting as his publicist. This is what publicists do. And Jenny B., who is apparently Steve Belichick's wife, responds, publicists act in a professional manner and don't storm off set delaying an interview.
Man.
Ooh. Wow, that was a very Jersey off for me, wasn't it? Off.
Yeah. Why is Nikki Glaser defending this woman? Nikki Glaser would be, I've seen Nikki Glaser stand up. She would be the kind of woman eviscerating this Jordan.
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't know why she went that way with it.
Maybe
also
we should talk about Will Howard. I feel like I'm going into
that.
No,
this is great. I think our listeners care about
this stuff. Riveting stuff. I'm way more interested in this than if Will Howard can beat out Mason Rudolph to be the backup to Aaron Rodgers eventually.
You were in you were in Green Bay. So
I was. Bill Belichick was not, as far as I know. At least I didn't run into him.
And I think at one point you did say, or someone on CBS said, look, Sanders is going to fall completely out of the first round. And then it happened, and then
I said it in a much softer way. I said, don't be surprised, because, you know, it felt mean to say it the other way.
Now that we're a few days removed from the people you've talked to, what's the best reason you've heard for why he went from, let's say, a consensus at worst, second-round pick, all the way down to the fifth round?
I think that's the misnomer right there. I will tell you this, from the very beginning, and I should say from the very beginning, let's go back to the combine when I was really having conversations with people about Shedeur Sanders. You're saying consensus. I think that was a media consensus, an external consensus, a fan consensus, a hype consensus, a Dion created consensus that he was that high. I will very honestly tell you that there was not a single evaluator of the position of quarterback, be it a coach or a coordinator or a scout that I spoke to, that felt he was quite as talented, physically gifted, that he was quite as physically gifted as the hype train, the media train had made him out to be. And so going all the way back to the combine, there had been a fair amount of chatter about this. But there was also, if you remember, there was some reporting at that time about that, and there was this immediate pushback that people were being unfair because they weren't perhaps considering that his parentage made him one of one, that his personality might just be a little bit different and being read differently, that perhaps people are looking at certain people who are of certain races a little bit differently than they would others, or they're reading people differently. And so there was a lot of pushback when there was ever any public suggestion that, hey, this could be a talented player, this could be an NFL player, but this maybe isn't a superstar ascending can't miss franchise quarterback. There was a lot of pushback against that. And I think that there were a lot of people that felt, what was the win in coming out there and saying that,
Aditi,
before the draft?
You know the Browns so well. You know the people involved there that made the decision on him. You know the makeup of their quarterback room as well as anybody now. Like, how would you handicap that situation?
I mean, I'm stunned. I don't know what else that you could. You're asking me personally. I can't. There's a way that I can answer this, and I can toe the line and be a responsible sideline reporter and all of that, but I'll tell you, it completely, absolutely blew my mind in every way possible, especially after they had taken
Do you think Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski had anything to do with actually picking Sanders other than submitting a card with his name on it?
Yeah, I'm going to plead the fifth on that one.
I love that. Do you think there's
I'm compromised here. I think it's fair.
How would you handicap
to
who comes out of
your
that?
Listeners,
and,
I'm compromised.
No, okay. Who do you if you had to handicap that four horse race, because I'm leaving Watson out of it, obviously, likeliest person to be the week one starter, because Kenneth Shane Pickett is right now the betting favorite.
Yep.
I still think that he is the lead candidate to do so. Look, you know what? They very clearly said in trading away from a generational talent and a tremendous personality in Travis Hunter. And I say that because this is an old school soul. And it's funny because on Thursday morning, I was on the phone with a general manager on Thursday morning, and we were talking about how Travis Hunter truly is old school and the way that he approaches the game and how smart he is and how committed to the game he is and how driven he is. This is a generational talent who would have been so perfect in helping reset the culture of your locker room. In taking that trade, the Browns were essentially saying, we're looking to 2026 for our next franchise quarterback. We are all in on doing that next year. And look, it's really hard to move away from a generational player, but I also talked to three different organizations, front office people, who said you couldn't turn that trade down. There was so much capital that you were being given right there. And if you were looking to 2026 anyway, and now you have two first round picks in 2026, this is a trade that was hard to walk away from. But in doing that, in walking away from a generational talent in Travis Hunter, you're saying that you're looking to 2026 for your quarterback. Why are you taking two quarterbacks in 2025?
Great point.
Why? If you want to take one, because you should take one every year, because you should have a developmental guy every year, and if one of them turns into your backup at some point, then wow, you're lucky. And if one of them turns into Tom Brady or Brock Purdy, well, you've hit the lottery. Okay. But two? Two? When you are looking to 2026 for your franchise quarterback, then you need to build a team that is going to support who that quarterback is. And in a lot of ways, like, you look at what the Steelers did, they shored up that line. They got big and they got strong and they got physical, and it would have been great had they gotten another wide receiver.
They actually enacted a
plan. They're basically saying
they enacted a plan, Aditi. That much is clear. The Steelers, I mean. And the Browns, you want to hear a bold prediction?
And one more thing. Wait, yes. I'm going to cut you off to exactly what I'm saying. The Steelers did what I just said. They took a shot on a developmental quarterback in Will Howard. And if he turns into a number two, great. The kid's a good athlete. He's got good leadership traits. You know, he may not ever be a starter in the NFL, but everybody needs a backup. And you take a chance. Every year you take a chance on a guy that's a developmental guy. Okay, so, like, they did it right. They didn't. I was so worried last week when we were talking because of all this external noise. Oh, my goodness. What if they take Shedeur Sanders?
Or Dart.
Because I hadn't heard. Well, I don't know. You know, like, I wouldn't rip that if they had taken Dart. I wouldn't have. I mean, Dart's got a higher ceiling than Will Howard does.
Well, clearly the NFL thinks that. One guy went in the first round. The other guy went in the fifth round. So.
Well, I mean, I also said that I thought that he would be a first rounder. I also said on the air that I thought that Tyler Shuck, and that what I had been told was that Tyler Shuck and maybe even Jalen Milroe would go before Shedeur Sanders. So a lot of this seems externally surprising, but anyway.
Well, wait a minute. What was your prediction again?
What you were going to say.
What was your prediction last week, Chris? Did you go Shedeur, I think, for the first round
pick?
Yeah,
I don't know what I did. I remember I like whined and said, why do you press me on this? And I don't know.
I also
know,
think,
and
well,
I don't.
As an aside.
No, yeah,
I was going to say about anybody predicting Shedeur, as an aside, I think Mike Tomlin is more than happy to play into external notions that he really likes a particular quarterback. I think he did it with Willis. I think he did it with Sanders. And it's pretty clear that Sanders was like QB 6 or 7 on their board. No, my prediction, Aditi, is that the Cleveland Browns, the team that you are a sideline reporter for, the team that you are compromised.
In the preseason.
Yeah, I know. With CBS Sports, of course, during the regular season. I know. I think you're going to be the sideline reporter in the preseason for a team coached by Deion Sanders within 2 years.
Oh, my God.
I don't think so. No. I don't think so.
Well, so who do you think has a better chance of being the guy that gets traded or cut, Kenny or Flacco? Because they ain't getting rid of Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders.
How do you know? Shedeur Sanders is a fifth-round pick.
Man, that would be something. That would be something. If they try to pass him through the practice squad.
I mean, there's no, yeah. And then maybe he's on the practice squad.
Yeah. All right, Aditi. Great
talk. They have to ultimately make a decision, just really quickly. They have to ultimately make a decision who is more valuable in that room as the season goes. And now maybe, again, this is a prime opportunity. I've met Shedeur Sanders exactly once in my life, and I will tell you that I enjoyed my interaction with him. I have a pretty high BS meter. I'm pretty good at judging outsized arrogance. I enjoyed my conversation with him.
Where do we come down? Where are we on your BS meter?
That's a conversation for off the air.
Wow.
But I will say this. Is he going to take this? Is Shedeur Sanders going to take this as some level of humbling? Maybe I didn't approach the pre-draft process right. Maybe I listened to my dad too much in thinking that I didn't need to do certain things. And I really now need to fight. And
I don't know. He was throwing Louis Vuitton cases at people right after he got drafted. So that would tell me he probably hasn't been adequately
All right.
Humbled.
Maybe it was momentary excitement, and now he'll come back to Earth. I don't know.
Aditi, we enjoy our visit this week. We'll talk again next week. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.